You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins to talk more about his Super Bowl experience and help us make our Super Bowl picks. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Really good. Thank you, Tony. So, Tony, just a couple of quick memories from you about your Super Bowl experience back in 86. I wanted to get your thoughts. Here we are. It's Thursday night. So, looking at, you know, if you were back on Thursday night, you know, leading into that Super Bowl Sunday, what did you guys have left to do on Friday and Saturday before the game?
Friday was really just like a walkthrough practice. Well, not really a walkthrough. You would have on the helmets, and that's pretty much it. Just going over the minor things and everything down to the detail. Really just getting everything in order as far as what plays we're going to run, the script. We would have a script that we would come out in the first half, or also in the second half, the script that we would run, go over 2-minute offense and different things like that. And but it was pretty much a relaxed day. Nothing too hard, or, you know, nothing going on that was on the field that was that'd get you all tired out or anything like that.
And Tony, we've talked before about your starting quarterback that year, Tony Eason, and he really struggled at the beginning of the game. 0-for-6, got sacked 3 times, and then he got pulled in favor of Steve Grogan. Was it a surprise to you guys that, A, that Eason struggled, or did you guys know going in that, you know what, we better have Grogan ready?
Well, I mean, Steve had got hurt part of that season, and Tony came in and played well throughout that year, and also into the playoffs. You know, we went on the road. We played against the Jets. Went out to L.A., beat them. Went down to Miami, beat them. You know, we had all the confidence in the world in Tony. But the thing about it was, once the game started and the Chicago Bears defense sacked Tony a few times, you could kind of see that he was kind of shaken up a little bit. Didn't have the confidence that he had. You know, our offensive line didn't give him the protection that he was used to, and he got happy feet, and Steve had to come in and take over.
Bob, questions for Tony?
And Tony, about that Super Bowl loss, I mean, we all know it was not a good day for New England fans up here. They still talk about it, even though they've won so many. They still talk about things like that they've lost. But, you know, that was a tough day. And I was just wondering, as a member of that team, Tony, would it have been any easier if you guys lost maybe 28-21? Was the blowout a problem with you guys?
Not really. I think the blowout kind of like took the edge off a little bit. The big thing for us was, you know, it was the New England Patriots' first time ever going to a Super Bowl. Nobody thought we were going to get there. Like I said, we were a wild card on the road for 3 weeks, and nobody thought we were going to beat Miami down in Miami. And once we beat Miami down in Miami, we were pretty psyched up, and we thought we could definitely play with the Chicago Bears and give them a game. We were underdogs, of course, again going into the game. And it's kind of funny, a few years a lot of years after that, I had one of my golf tournaments, and Raymond Berry was at the golf tournament, and Stanley Morgan was there, Irvin Fryer, Steve Grogan was there, and we were all at dinner, and we're just talking about old times, and Raymond Berry said something that I never forget. He said that we were outmatched. The Chicago Bears defense was before its time. They had this defense that was called the 46 defense, and man, that defense was something terrible. And the biggest thing is they had the players that could play it. You know, they had Refrigerator up front, Dent on the end, McMichaels and you know, Wilbur Marshall, Mike Singletary. They had some players on that defensive team to run that scheme. And that was kind of the first ever 46 defense that I saw anyway at that time back in the 80s. So, you know, that defense that they had, man, was pretty special. But the special part about it, they had the players that could play that 46 defense.
And Tony, we talk a lot about how much of a show the Super Bowl is now and the hype and a lot of the media blitz down there. I'm just wondering, it was nothing like it is now back then, but when you had some downtime before the last game and the Super Bowl, how did you spend it? I mean, a lot of guys, I know they like to, you know, listen to music a lot. How did you spend any downtime?
Well, downtime, the great part about that Super Bowl week, you know, our families were there, and so the downtime was spending with your families. I have a big family, so I had to get a whole lot of tickets for the Super Bowl down in New Orleans. But it was good seeing my family and seeing and having them share something that was, you know, something, you know, every football player or NFL player dreams about playing in the Super Bowl, and I got that opportunity, and I got to share with my family, and that was pretty, really special to me. My mom and dad was there, my brothers and sisters, and man, we just had a great time in our downtime. The crazy part about it was all through the week that when we got down there, you know, we had curfew. We had to be in at 11 o'clock in our room. We would be coming in at 10:30, and the Chicago Bears will be going out at 10:30. They didn't have curfew.
The secret to winning, I guess.
So that was kind of funny. We'd be coming in, you know, we don't want to miss curfew, and we see these guys going out because their hotel was actually pretty much really close to our hotel. I'm almost thinking that we might have been in the same hotel, but I'm not too sure about that. But I know we saw them going out while we were coming in.
All right, Tony. So let's get into the game on Sunday. The Patriots are a 4.5-point favorite. The over/under is 48.5. So Tony, I know you're about to shock the world and pick the Eagles to win, right?
I see you with that Eagles jersey on too, man. What's going on with that?
Support my man Kevin Turner and the Eagles. Got to throw my support to the Eagles, Tony. Can't have the Patriots winning the sixth.
I'm putting you this way, Chris. I think it's going to be another great game. I really feel that way. Philly has a great defense, and they have a great rushing attack too. Garrett Blunt and back there running the ball. And I just think that we just need to put some pressure on Foles, get him pressured a little bit. And I just think his, you know, not having that, you know, he hasn't been in one of these games before, and Brady has been in quite a few. I think we're going to pull it out again. And I think it will be a close game, but of course, the Patriots will be champions again. And I'm going 28-21 Patriots.
Okay. Bob, who are you going with?
I think Tony makes a great point, Chris, about the pressure on Foles. You know, if you look at Foles, the people are talking that he doesn't have too much postseason experience, but what he does, he's very, very accurate. And if you give him time to throw, he's going to be almost a 70% thrower. He can be that accurate at times. So I think, you know, we hear about Gronkowski and Brady, and I'm on all sides of the special. I think the game seems like a little bit of a cop-out, but the game's probably going to be won in the trenches. It's either going to be about if they can pressure Foles or if the offensive line of the Patriots can hold off that good defensive front of Philadelphia, and I think they will. I think the Patriots, you know, it's amazing. They've won so much, but this one, it just seems that there's a little more pressure on them, a little bit more to win because of the exodus of the coaches, Chris. You know, they're going to lose both of the coordinators, And that's not to say that they won't be good, but that was a major part of the success for a long time. So, and you just don't know, you know, Brady, as good as he is, he's as old as he is, but not showing any signs. But it's just the time of the time. I just think they want to go out with these guys in a big way. I think they have so much experience in this game, the guys that have been through it. And, of course, the X factor is always and always will be Belichick. I could see a game like Jacksonville, maybe them getting off a little shaky start, but they make the adjustments at halftime to come roaring back. And I'm going to pick 31-24 New England, Chris.
All right. Well, guys, I'm going to go the opposite way. And our good friend Russell Baxter put out an article this week on fansided.com with 5 reasons why the Eagles are going to win. And what he wrote made a lot of sense to me. So here are the reasons that Russell put out there, and I'm getting on the bandwagon with him. They've got a pair of former Patriots who were cast-offs, and LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long. So they're going to have a little extra motivation to stick it to their former team. The second reason is the Eagles' defensive front, right? The Eagles gave up the 4th fewest points in the league this year and only 31 offensive scores in 16 games, so roughly 2 a game. They also allowed the fewest rushing yards per game at 79. Not that, you know, you ever want to put it all over on Tom Brady, right? Because no one ever wants to face Tom Brady, you know, and when that's the only thing that the Patriots have to go for themselves. It's not like that's a great win for you to put it on Brady's shoulders. But, you know, if you can make a team one-dimensional, you got a better chance to win the game. The third reason is their three-headed rushing monster with Blount, Jay Ajayi, and Corey Clement. The Eagles were the 3rd best rushing offense in the league this season, and the Patriots' defense was 20th against the run. 4th reason is the Eagles head coach and Doug Peterson. You know, that the reason being he comes from Andy Reid's coaching tree. And, you know, we know that Andy Reid hasn't had the best postseason success, but he has had some success against the Patriots. And we all know Chiefs beat the Patriots right earlier this season in Week 1. They also beat the Patriots a couple of seasons ago on a Monday night when Doug Peterson, oh, by the way, was the Chiefs offensive coordinator. So he knows what to do. And then, Bob, to your point is Nick Foles, right? Again, very short playoff resume. But he started 3 playoff games, and in those games, he's completed 75% of his passes for 793 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So if he can continue to make plays, not turn the ball over, I think the Eagles got a real good chance here. So I'm going to go, you know, against the odds, and I'm going to pick the Eagles to win this game. Again, close one like you guys think. I'm going to take the Eagles 27-24 to get it done. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about all the great things you do to bring kids to college.
Come on, Chris. I can't believe you said that, man.
Come on, Tony. I can't take the – Patriots can't win a 6th Super Bowl. I can't be on that bandwagon. They got to stay behind the Steelers. Stay behind. Keep your 5. So go Eagles.
Tony Collins Foundation.org. What we're doing, man, we're going on our 10-year anniversary this year. We're just helping as many kids as possible. Helping them off to college. Any way we can help kids, man, that's what we want to do, give back. So, TonyCollinsFoundation.org.
Tony, take care, my friend. We look forward to breaking it down with you next week and hopefully a big Eagles win and have you explain what went wrong with the Patriots. That's what I'm going for.
Yes, sir. You guys
take care, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Chris Washington, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Chris on the other side of this quick station break.